It's the odd to Newfoundland. Ghostly greetings from your host, Jonathan.
31 days of Halloween.
Two stories tall, creepy, long and lanky, and very, very odd indeed. The best way to describe Siren Head is just monster, okay, that apparently is like as tall as a light pole, and you know, most people describe it as having two sirens sticking out of a figure that's kind of long. Looks like it's made of wires and also flesh, but hard to say. And the main thing from Siren Head that really creeps people out is how long and lanky and slender he is. Which kind of begs me to ask the question. Is Siren Head something we've came up with on Creepypasta? Which is, you know, its origins, people have said. Much like the Slender Man, that's where he comes from. Or is there something more sinister going on? Because people are reporting seeing Slender Man more often, like I mentioned earlier in the month in one of my other episodes. They're also kind of seeing Siren Head more too, but not necessarily just seeing him. People are hearing him. That sound you heard earlier? Yeah, that's kind of what people are reporting. Now, me, I'm very, very skeptical. Number one, something this large more than likely would have been found, caught up, and just dissected by the military by now. But once again, I have to beg the question, if this thing is real, if this thing is really out there in the woods or wherever, what are its origins, why is it here, and what does it want? So, I think it's safe to say that there could be no natural origin for this thing. It has to be a created creature. I'm thinking that if the Siren Head really is real, if this is something that people are seeing that is actually out there, I think it's going to probably be in the same vein as Slender Man. Remember, Slender Man was a creepypasta as well. And I talked earlier in another episode about how, you know, maybe we're willing these things into existence somehow. Because we believe they're out there, because we have a fear of them, we create them. How is that possible? Well, we are the only intelligent beings on the planet that can use complex thoughts to create something and then, you know, by the blueprint in our own brains, make something out of that blueprint. So, for example, you know, I can think in my head how to make a house, and then, you know, later I can write up a blueprint, and then later I can follow the blueprint. We're the only people, and I should say animals, that can do that. But here's the really, really interesting part of all this. What if it works more on a spiritual level as well? And this is something I talked about earlier in the other episode about Slender Man. I think Slender Man and Siren Head might be in the same vein. And it doesn't surprise me that they look oddly like similar. Think about it. Tall, humanoid, gray skin, very skinny looking appendages, very slender, so to speak. They're definitely otherworldly. Some people have described multiple limbs. Some people have described octopus type limbs and stuff like that on both animals. And here's the thing. No one has ever seen one or caught it on camera. So is this another one of those dream demon things that we probably created? Have we created our own worst nightmare? Ugh, I'll be honest. It's very unsettling to watch all the YouTube videos. People have come up with this. There's movies on YouTube about it and stuff like that. But no one's ever really gone hunting for this thing in the woods. And yet, last year, there were 37 reports in Canada alone of Siren Head. Let alone in the United States. I can't find that number. I will say this, though. If it's happening in Canada, it's probably happening all over the world. And realistically, we are seeing this thing. But why are we seeing this thing? Like I said before, maybe we're willing it into existence, but I might have a more natural explanation for you guys. Especially in Canada. Because Canada, well, we kind of got electricity everywhere. And a lot of places are very rural and have to have things called pole lines going through these large areas that are basically just a cut down version okay, of a sidewalk, right through the middle of forest everywhere. Obviously, there's no cement. It's just cut back brush. But you get the picture. There's gigantic poles that look like Siren Head all over Canada, everywhere in the woods. This doesn't surprise me. But I gotta admit, every single time I'm out in the woods now and I see one of those things, all I hear in my mind is that weird, weird sound of Siren Head. That's right, you know the one. This one. If you're in the woods and you hear that, best thing to do is just kind of run for the nearest road. Apparently they don't like them. I hope you guys are enjoying 31 Days of Halloween. I hope Siren Head doesn't get you. And if he does, can you at least do me a favor before you die? Maybe you should take a few pictures, maybe get a skin sample, you know? Yeah, you're right. You should probably just run away. Enjoy the rest of 31 Days of Halloween. See you tomorrow.